I want to repeat Nerissa's story and how she learned to forgive her family for treating her badly. As she doesn't speak English, I will tell you the story instead. I was born in a Muslim country in the old Soviet Union. However, because it was a communist country, I didn't worship any religion. As is our custom, when I was young, I got married. I lived with my husband's family, and of course, I expected to experience love from them. However, because they valued different things to me, I soon realized that would be a difficulty. My mother-in-law was a very hard woman who interfered a lot in my relationship with my husband. She even forbade us to have a second child. 4 years later, I didn't tell my husband's family that I was expecting our second child. By now, my husband and his mother showed me that they really didn't love me. As a result, I hated my life and even considered killing myself. Eventually, I took my two children and separated from my husband. By now, I hated my husband and his family. At that time, the Soviet Union was falling apart, and I began to hear more about God. As a part of my work, I was introduced to some people from other countries. I began to hear a lot about Jesus Christ. Slowly, I came to believe in Jesus and realized how he could forgive me. Eventually, Jesus became part of my life. As I read the Holy Bible, I learned a lot about forgiving others in the same way I had been forgiven by God. Then, one day, I heard that my mother-in-law was on the point of death. So, I asked God to help me go to that house and be reconciled with her. It had been so many years since I had approached that door. But when I went inside, I felt great love and great peace. I saw my mother-in-law laying in a coma on her bed. I drew close to her and kissed her hands and her face. Then I whispered in her ear, "I love you and I forgive you." A few minutes later, she passed away. As the years have gone by, I have become reconciled with my husband. I thank Jesus for how he has helped me to forgive my family.